Okay. There. This was fun. Morning. Good to see everyone. Good to be with you again for Discipleship Hour. We're going to do a couple things this morning. First, let me pray, because that's the best place to start. Father in Heaven, we thank you for this time that we have together. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather together, to grow together as a church, as brothers and sisters in Christ. We just pray that you would bless this time, bless our endeavors over the next few weeks as we seek to look at the basic things of the church and see how those things apply and change and transform us. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We pray this in our Savior Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So this morning, what we're going to do is we don't have like a lesson per se. I figured a couple things were playing into this. We didn't have an opportunity last week to meet together. The leaders didn't have an opportunity to meet together last week. Today is Labor Day, so I figured we'd probably have a few less people than what we hope to have on a normal basis. And I want to take some time to introduce what we're going to do. And you guys are then just going to go around your groups, introduce yourselves. Most everybody in here knows everybody who's in here, at least. But this is an opportunity to just share a little bit about yourself, what you do, whatever it might be. This group, I might have to give them a different icebreaker question here, but that'll be what we do in just a minute. So what I'm hoping to do, hope on the door out there, is your new groups. What we did this time is we tried to basically take groups, split them roughly in half, and then moved one half of the group to a different group. So you should be with about half the people you were with before, and now you have half new people. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. What we're going to do over probably the next 2 months is we're going to talk about the basic things of the church. And when I say basic things of the church, we're going to talk about, okay, why do we read the Bible together? Why do we read the Bible both corporately and individually? Why do we pray? Why do we sing? Why do we even come to church? And so there's probably about 6 to 8 that we'll do over the next 2 months. And every week we'll have the same 4 questions. Okay, the same 4 questions. Next week I'll have them written out in a nice thing up on the screen, but we don't need them this week, so I didn't do that. I'll come up and I'll talk about the things briefly, and then question 1 will be in your own words, in a sentence or two, tell me what Ryan said that thing was. So if I say we're talking about reading the Bible, you're gonna synthesize the 10, 15 minutes that I talk about it and go, reading the Bible is engaging with the Word of God, or whatever it might be, whatever you feel. So go kind of as much as you need, go around your groups, talk about what was it. Try to synthesize that down. The reason why I'm asking you to do that is because I want you to try to internalize it before you ask the rest of the questions. Try to understand it on a more personal level instead of just hearing Ryan say it for 15 minutes. Try to bring that closer to yourself. Then we're going to ask 3 questions. What does this say or teach me about God? Or what does this teach me about my relationship with God? Let's take the case of reading the Bible, right? Reading the Bible is probably the easiest one in relation to this. Why do I read the Bible? How does this teach me about God? How does this engage me in my relationship with God? What is this doing between me and the Lord, or between us and the Lord, right? And so in the case of the scriptures, right, I'm encountering God in the Word. I'm learning about his ways in the law or something along those lines, right? And so you'll go around and you'll discuss that. Question 2 will be, how does this teach me or teach me about me? Or how does this change me, transform me, or how does this affect me in my life? Again, scripture is an easy one to point to. If I'm going to read the Bible, or why am I encouraged to read the Bible? Well, because by engaging in the scriptures, I learn about my sin nature. I learn about the nature of Christ's sacrifice for me and how I am free to live in that salvation and kind of go into those things, but try to look then at yourself. But the order is still important. Repeat it. What does it say about God? What does it say about me? And then lastly, what does this do in terms of reaching my community? How does this then compel me into the world around me, right? How does this shape me to care about my neighbor or to go and to evangelize or go and do mission work or outreach work, whatever it might be? So let's change it up a little bit. In the case of prayer, one of the things that I've been saying is a byproduct of prayer or what comes out of my prayer life is not necessarily me changing God, but by me committing myself to prayer, I am then being changed and transformed to perhaps care about my neighbors, even to a point where I might go and talk to my neighbors, my literal neighbor. I don't love my neighbor naturally, but if I pray for my neighbor regularly, the Lord will instill love in me. So that's how that's going to move us forward. The question then to the leaders will be, how far did you get? Okay, we're not necessarily going, we got to get through all four of these questions. But as you discuss each one of the things that we talk about, each one of the basics, I want you to think about, do we need to talk about the other ones? Because maybe as you get into what does this say about God, you're going to go, you know what, I think we really probably should take an extra time next week and say, what does this say about me or us or evangelism or whatever it might be, right? And so we'll plan on doing it in 1 week, but if we need to press it and expand it out, then that's what we're going to do as well. Okay. So we'll talk about that a little bit later today, leaders. Does anybody have any questions about that? It's fairly straightforward, it's fairly simple, but they are the basics of coming together as a church, coming together as a community. We'll find that a lot of these things like prayer and worship, singing songs, right, and reading our Bibles are done both personally and corporately. So what is the difference between those two things, and why do we do both in both settings? Why do I pray with my church, and why do I pray by myself? Those are questions that we need to ask and answer and understand why we do those things. And so we'll get into a lot of those things, but we're going to stick to the foundational like core of what it means to even be church. You will never get to ask another question again if you don't ask one now. So, that's a joke. Okay, nobody has any questions. What I want you to do for the remainder of our time, right? We got half an hour, is circle up. Sorry, you can join another group if you want, but just go around. Hi, my name is Ryan. I'm a pastor. I have a wife and kids, whatever it is, things that probably most of us are fairly familiar with, but it's good to be reminded of them. It's good to, tell an interesting fact about yourself. There we go. That's a good one. An icebreaker. Tell a fact that no one knows about you.
Two truths and a lie.
Let's not do that one. Thank you. You're not in a group, Mitzi.